Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam de couple of mantras at the bottom of the next ping page. Chen Reizik's mantra 8 times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Then as we chant these mantras, let's remember the people on our prayer list. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So now the benefit of this high tolerance, now you can see me when I demonstrate the meditation. That's the only benefit. As I said many times, the power of meditation is to reduce our negative mind. Okay, so it's important, including myself, all my friends here, to understand the power of reading. I say, so when I say word dharma, this is no technical term. No, it's called dharma means. I say, chi. generally speaking, the definition of dharma is, you know, something that running words, something that, you know, something that has characteristic, something that has characteristic, that you generally speaking, that you call dharma. So in this case here, dharma is more than that. You know, dharma means, you know, something that help our mind. Okay, that's dharma. So now, reading about that, any books, you know, you are reading about. It not necessarily has to be Buddhism. No, it can be anything. Anything that you read, you know, helping your mind. It could be about Kel. I'm not sure. But I'm... So anything, so that's the definition of dharma within three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Dharma. The conventional, within, you know, when you said Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the dharma, there's conventional dharma, which is, you know, has the books, you know, the instructions that helps you to develop calm mind, altruistic attitude, positive mind, okay? The bottom line is positive mind. So the power of reading that is to create more calm and peaceful mind. Okay, chito shidua. Whether you are listening, reading, thinking about that, you know, what we call dharma, conventional dharma. So the power, or you can say only purpose of reading that, not trying to, you know, like, to imitate someone else. The power and only purpose of reading that is to, you know, to become more calm. Chito shishito, more calm, peaceful. So keeping that in mind, you know, so that if we read, you know, we get some benefit. Okay. That's the chito shishito, gomtob nyumo chan. So the second one, you know, the only purpose or power of, you know, meditation is to, you know, reduce negative minds. Why? Because, you know, so much suffering has been. Whenever there's negative mind, at that moment, you are not experiencing any mental happiness. That's the first thing. Second, not just that, it probably create, you know, or create probably, like, what do you call it? It also create more sufferings. So because of that, you know, because of that. So life needs to be enjoy. Enjoy. Why? Because on the other hand, it's so precious, you know, so precious not to enjoy. You know. So when I say enjoy, doesn't know, so the enjoy doesn't, I hope you understand what I mean, enjoy. Enjoy, you know, that's like ways to enjoy. Okay, yeah. So anyway, so best way to enjoy your life, you know, this precious life is to, you know, to have more positive thought. That's the best way to enjoy. You know. We must enjoy. Why? Because death is definite. We must enjoy. You know, when? Now. Why? Because time of death is uncertainty. So we better enjoy now. Better think something good now. So then, you know, like, we must only think good things. We must only think something good. Why? after you know, death, there's only you can take, something, you know, like good high or energy, okay? So just want to share that with you. So now, in order to do meditation, ten deva means, you know, comfortable seat. This is not quite comfortable, it's brand new. Not quite comfortable. Ten deva is very important that you have to be comfortable, okay, before you do any form of meditations. Ten deva. You know, I think that probably cushion needs to be smooth. It's not something rough, you know, so probably that's why there's meditation cushions, you know. So ten deva, you know. Or if that's the case, then also the mind has to be also, you know, how to say, good. Okay, mind has to be good, not just the cushions. Cushion has to be comfortable. The mind has to be comfortable. So please, just look inside your, like, just look inside. Are you feeling comfortable physically, mentally here? Are you feeling comfortable physically, mentally? If you don't feel physically comfortable, there's something you can do. You can move around. Maybe you can move on the chair. Maybe you can move on the cushions. You know. If you are mentally not comfortable, then we need to think. That's the only thing we can do is we need to think. We need to adjust. You know why I'm, you know, like not feeling comfortable. So here, you know, everybody comes here trying to become better human beings, to learn how to develop, you know, basic human qualities such as loving kindness, compassion, all those things. So, almost 2 months ago, we did a retreat at Nolan Farms. At the end of the retreat, people are saying something. Number of people say they feel very comfortable. They feel as a safe. We need it like that. You know, we need it. When we sit down, if there's too much concern, or I'm not sure what person right next to me, what he or she is thinking the way I sit it, we have to be physically comfortable. That's why it's cushion contained. There was like comfortable cushions. You know? Comfortable physically, then talk about that. Comfortable physically, mentally. So we have to stop. Somehow we have to stop to worrying about so many things. That there's something you can do. We have to stop. No, otherwise, I don't think, no matter how many times, you know, people say you enjoy your life. Your life is so precious. Not going to much change. So we have to stop. No, so certain moment throughout the day, we have to stop everything. Just focus. You know, life itself is not that easy, you know, so because of this life, there will be a lot of physical complications will happen, then trouble with that, you know, minds, you know, so we all know, we are all very familiar with mind, you know, so unfortunately, it's like, as I mentioned, it's like permanent roommate, you know, so you have to... So my point is, comfortable cushions, because I'm repeating this, but this is important, you know, this is important, because you came here not to just to look my clothes, my outfit, you know, so you come here that with the hope that you will learn something. So then because of that, you know, there are some responsibility here to, you know, explain something that you can do when you go back home, that you can do, so then hope that, you know, you'll get some benefit, okay? Then after that, if some of you are here very fast times, sometimes, the reason I'm just, you know, explaining this simple meditation, sometimes we end up reaching something very, very complicated, sophisticated, very complicated. First of all, not able to learn that as a... This learning that is quite, you know, difficult, but once you learn, so then, you know, doing that, you know, so that all this, you know, this requires so much foundations. So then when you think about the foundation, it's not easy. You know, that's not something that people, how you say, John Singh. The new word I have to use, otherwise I'm going to forget. So I have to use John Singh 4. You know, the foundation is not something that people John Singh 4. Yeah, okay, John Singh. You understand? So, so. Learn that word when coming back from seeing His Holiness Dalai Lama in Kentucky, way back to North Carolina, learn that word. Talking about ice cream, so. It's not bad thing to talk about. I'm talking about ice cream. They learned that one of the sentence never told me. John Singh for ice cream. So. So then you sit comfortably, you know, then you, all this, you know, that is the positions has meanings, okay? So you, So in Tibetan tradition, we sit like this, you know. So then some traditions, people sit like this. the position, sitting position that I'm explaining is pretty much done in, you know, Tibetan Buddhist traditions, okay. You put your hand, left hand below, right hand above. Then you touch your, you know, to thumb. But we are not going to talk about why it's like this, no. So just sit. Then it's good to begin with, you know, watching your breath. Watching your breath. At the beginning, is, you know, even just breathing meditation is kind of simple, but, you know, doing it like perfectly, you know, it is kind of also challenge too. So at the beginning, so you exhale through your nose, then inhale, then you count. There's one. Count here. And you count your mind. So we'll do this meditation. See how long we can do. Okay, so just eventually it has to be very natural. Okay, so right now we may end up, you know, like exhale forcefully. But that's okay. You know, we can say a word out, in, out, in. Okay, so we'll do this meditation. I feel good. I think this is exactly what it means. You sit down, do nothing. No. So you do nothing by doing something. You can't do nothing by doing nothing. You have to begin doing nothing with doing something, something I say. With full attention. So you will get benefit then the beginning, as a, and slowly the goal is to make see if you can, if that become like natural. Natural, you know. It's okay in the beginning, breathe. You know, having difficulties, just say out, in, out, in. The beautiful thing is that you get benefit. It's not just, you know, you're hoping, okay, I will get some benefit because Geshe-la is doing some meditations. That's no good. No. You do, then you get benefit. So you need to learn, no? How to do. So then say, then eventually, please increase the number. Say 10, 20, 30, 40. Don't think this is, oh, this is very simple. I want something complicated. So, Geshe-la, don't you think that I should go to receive these initiations? Don't you think that I'm ready or not ready? It's difficult. Then I say, okay, it's good, you should go. Then they go there, they receive, then they say, oh, Geshe-la, what is about this commitment? I don't think I can keep. You are on your own. You're on your own. So you ask me, so, you know, you can't, not just ask me, you're kind of pushing me to say yes. So now, probably you're hoping that I will do the commitment, that you don't need to do the commitment. So that's no good. So then I'm saying, don't think this is something very simple, you know. So, yeah, we our whole life begin with something simple, right? Something simple, that not knowing how to eat, not knowing how to wipe our face, you know. So not knowing how to talk. That's how life began. You know, life doesn't begin with very sophisticated, you know, very complicated. So important things, you know. So of course, you know, if you are doing that home, probably, you know, here, you know. So it's important physically, mentally, before start any meditation, feel comfortable. What we do Buddhist meditation tradition, what we do, we just think, you know, we begin with the precious human life, trying to make yourself mentally comfortable, you know, to thinking about, you know, this life that I possess, you know, there's something that I should look down, I should ruin, because this according, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha said, and after that repeatedly said again and again, 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 like 2,500 years has been said again, 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 and not just that, you know, some people listen, some people don't listen, no, like far more precious than, you know, this wish-fulfilling jewels, original. So each one of us has responsibility how to educate people to see their lives as something so precious, far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel. Not just that, like 100,000 of them, you know, if you possess, it's far more precious, you know. Wish-fulfilling jewel called Ishin-Norbu. If you have one of them, if you possess one of them, if you just imagine something, it just happened right there. That's everything that's related to this life, you know. If you want something, it just appears. Sounds great, huh? Sounds great. Maybe like to have one. Yeah, because it's... So, But everything that comes up, you know, doesn't guarantee long-lasting happiness, because, you know, we have, you know, especially in developing country, you have a whole lot of experience, you know. Poor country, people still believe, okay, if I have this, if I have that, if I have that, you know, so then I'll be very, very happy. So you are one step ahead, you know, because you experienced that, I say, Did that, been there, done that. You can say that. You know? So people from poor country, you know, they haven't been there, they haven't done that. So they still, they still believe. If they get that. So that wish fulfilling jewel, Koishinobu. So this life that you possess is far more precious than that. So each one of us here at the center have responsibility, not just me, responsibility, how to educate people to see the life they have is so precious. Not just simply make them happy, that's not true. It is the truth. Not because you just try to make them just happy. It's not like, so to recognize that something has been said, repeatedly, again. So they don't want us to think, no, this life is all not meaningful, it's like worthless, you know, so because of this and that, you know, so something that we should not pay attention to, then we say this again. So how is about, you know, repeating something that's been repeated, you know, this life is so precious, So that's the reason I'm saying this, you know, how you can, okay, cushion, that's not that difficult. I can find comfortable cushions. You know, I can sit there comfortably, you know. So now sitting there physically, physically and mentally. So now how you can sit there mentally comfortable? You have to think something good. So that's how we begin. That's how it's been traditional. That's how the meditation began. Thinking about, oh, so fortunate, you know, so fortunate. So, you know, having this, you know, precious human life. You just think about death. That's called meditation. So you begin with the precious human life. Okay. So then probably, you know, each of us has responsibility how to introduce that to the people, you know. So see that. For example, what, you know, so there's something, I think, something that been paying attention to the mind that says, oh, you are no good because you don't have moustache, you know, so people work so hard, you know, to grow moustache, work so hard. So after, you know, a couple of years, so they don't like the moustache, so now they are so hard how to get rid of that. I'm not sure what's the word. It's all kind of like, you want something that we get that we don't want, you know, we try to get rid of that, you know. There's so many things, okay, you are not, you know, good enough for this and that, you know, like, and we, same time, we don't like that, but we keep repeating that. But other hand, precious human life, or we don't pay attention. So I don't know why, but we don't pay attention, and we don't think about that, you know, throughout the day. We think something, oh, this is not precious, this is no good, you know, so because of this and that, you know, all kinds. So that's not good. So that's, we are making ourselves mentally miserable. That's no good. So we need to learn how to make ourselves mentally happy. This life is so precious to waste. You know, that's exactly how we waste, thinking something negative, you know, So the mind, you know, like, that's what I'm saying, you know, thinking something good. So meditation must begin with, you know, kind of mental comfortable, okay? So something, you know, with not just comfort cushions and comfort physical, it has to have comfort mind to meditate. it says, you know, every text here begins with the Sanskrit. Sanskrit, because that indicates 12 texts have been translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan. Similarly, every meditation should begin with intentions. That's same. Every text begins with Sanskrit. Similarly, every meditation should begin with intentions. No intentions to benefit. To benefit. No? To see something good. I'm hoping each one of us has responsibility how to introduce that, Not, we are trying to convert them into Buddhism. That's not the goal. The goal is to see their life is precious. And how to get that message across. It's important. There's more depression here than Asia. Why? Maybe people, say, maybe there's something's not right the way people define the light. More problem there. There's more problems. You go there, the road you drive, the air you breathe, the water you drink, you go there and you see physically a lot of problems there. Generally speaking, they should have more suffering, more depression. There's reason. And why here? So that we need to think. So then the piece of teachings in Buddhism will help. Will help. To this whole teaching about precious human life, is how to recognize, this life is precious, okay? So do you think good? As I mentioned, these three subjects is unpopular in the Western world, like death, time of the uncertainty, that is definitely, these topics are unpopular. People don't want to hear. So because of that, there's so much benefit to come with that. Meditations, you don't get because you don't want to think. So we need to think good. Why? Why? Because I go to Kadamba Center. That's not good. That's nonsense. Why? Because death is definite. That's why. This is so precious to ruin. So thinking something negative. If you have vows, you are losing the vows. It's not just damaging. You are losing that vows from the root. So they don't want us to think of any negative ourselves. Then how's about negative actions? That's not you. If that's you, then there's no hope. There's no hope. Tube Nimo Tasiji. So, according to 400 stand up the Madhyamaka Avatara text, it's called Tube Nimo Tasiji. The Shakyamuni Buddha sees the action that needs to be changed. Nimo Tandeka, the action is a problem, not the persons. You can't just mix. When you purify, say, I'm going to purify. I'm going to purify myself. There's nothing to purify. I'm saying I'm going to purify my negative action. So that needs to be separate. There's a separate box. You don't mix all of them together. If you try to make one box, that's no good. So, so then when I should think good, maybe I'm going to think now, I'm going to think negative. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to think something good. So I really don't like my neighbors. So I'm going to think something good about tomorrow, not today. Not today, I just want to think negative, think bad. No, you think good right now. Why? Time of death is uncertainty. So then not just that. Okay, now we need to think good. Why? That's definite. not because you come to Kadamba Center, not because your family go to Kadamba Center, not because you want to become Buddhist, not because of that. Simply, that's universal. You think good, why? Because that is definite, that's why you think good. When, or maybe say, okay, today I'm going to say something negative, something bad, you know, say something very negative to my friend, maybe tomorrow. No, now. Why? Time of this uncertainty. You think good now. This moment, you think good. Not just that, we just think good. Why? Because that's what matters after death. That's why. Well, these are the three, you know, bases why people should do good things, regardless, you know, whether you are believer, non-believer, Buddhist, Christians, everybody should think good. That's why, you know, this, because of this three from these three base, there are 3 points, you know. That is the definition, time of this uncertainty, you know, then what falls of that? So simply because of that, we think good. Okay, so then life will be okay. It's not going to, life will be okay. Same time, life in the samsara is not going to be perfect. So that's the reality, whether we like or not, that's the reality we live in. What's called samsara, korva, samsara. certain problems we cannot avoid because of, you know, this. Yeah, you can't complain, I get headache. You get headache because you have head. Right? If you don't have a head, then you get headache, then it's kind of crazy. So because it's simple as that, you get headache because you have head, you know. So you need to protect, you know, going under too much under the sun, if that causes headaches, then you have to be mindful when you go under the sun. So, you know, there will be some complication there. So because, you know, it's not going to be perfect, you know, so it's too much to expect. To life should be perfect. No. If life is perfect, we are not going to gain anything. We are not going to gain anything. No? So there will be no compassion, there will be no loving kindness, nothing, you know. Some other realms. Physical wise is kind of perfect, you know. Nobody fights for possessions. Just imagine that it happens, you know. There's no fighting for power. You're kind of almost a kind of drunk. Completely drunk with, you know, this kind of, you know, pleasures that, you know. So then the life will be miserable again because this is the part of the samsara, and the 1 week before death, then life will be miserable again. You know, but between birth and death, there was so much like pleasure, but in the end. So anyway, so am I making you depressed? I'm more depressed than helping you. Okay. So, you know, we are friends. You know, we are friends. So I consider you as my friend. So then it's important what I learned back in monastery to share with you a little bit, you know. So see, there's something that we all should do from outside, you know. So then you can say a prayer for me, I can say a prayer for you. You know, if the prayer helps, then we, you know, all, you know, help each other. That's why, you know, we are saying this mantras, you know, to dedicate for all the people in the prayer list. So, otherwise, if you keep postponing, oh, I'm going to think of something else. There's one quotations from the master. It's called Lama Kungtang. Kungtang Lama, the Tibetan masters. Basically, he's kind of poet. It's all about his experience throughout the life. There's not much educating people. He's just making poems about his life experience, you know, he's kind of making poems, you know, basically to put into something that he can see, you know, he can see his, not just feel, he can see his life experience, and probably he wants people to see too, you know, not just him. So he's a rather now I won't remember. Oh, okay. He's saying, sometimes it's kind of complicated when you say a dharma. You know, sometimes people do get confused. I don't blame you. So, like, what is dharma? Is just sit and recite mantra. This is dharma. It's kind of, you know, identify. You know, so like how like so dharma is like the something that takes change within the mind. Okay, that's the dharma. So anyway, tamje cheju majung nishu tals means. Tamche means, you know, tamche is like the, means precious dharma. Precious dharma, say, I already passed 20 years, not able to practice precious dharma. Tamche ma cheju ma nishu tals. Probably from childhood to till when you reach 20. So you can see that pretty well in development countries, no? So what do you do from 1 to 20, what you, generally speaking, life, you know, so like, going here, going there, partying, all kind of things. So I'm not sure. Like also same in everywhere, probably everywhere in the world, but probably same. You know, it's like Tamje Chijuma Jinshutas. He's telling Tamje Chijuma Jinshutas. He said 20 years. 20 years already been passed. Not able to practice what you call dharma. Cheto cheto manjita. He says, oh, now I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to do. Tomorrow I'm going to do. Tomorrow never comes. I'm going to do next week. Then he falls. Oh, maybe next month. You know, then next year. He says 20 years already passed. Just doing that. Oh, tomorrow. Cheto cheto nishida. Mashu mashu nishida. So now I say, oh no, now it's not. No, I say mashu mashu means like. So he says, I'm going to fast. You know, that's 20 years already passed. Not practicing. Then after that 20 years been passed. Okay. We're going to do tomorrow, 20 in the past. That's 40 years. So then after that, you know, say, oh no. So then you're kind of feeling bad. You know, that, you know, then just that, 20 years, 60 years, finish. He says, that's how Mr. Tongpa said, you know, he's saying this is how, like, say, Mr. Tongpa said, sometimes that's like the biography of my life stories, how has a Mr. Tongpa, Mr. is like the life, Tongpa is like empty. The life just become empty. You know? So that's, he says, that's biography of my life, how this life just become empty. You know, there's like precious, something precious is slipped through your hand by doing nothing. So, this quote, you know, helps, you know. Maybe if you don't mind, I'll say another one. So, lo dawa dila dinak. So, lo year dawa month. This year, this month, I will do this. I will do that. I will do this and that. You know. So then maybe next year, I will think about maybe how to learn how to think good. So I'm too busy. You know. Lo dawa dila le charge charge situations. No. So doing this. La samesh telephone. So then maybe when everything's kind of settled down, then I will, you know, probably do some meditations. I just, everything getting settled down is not that easy. Everything's, you know, it doesn't decrease, it increase, you know. Jinenchawa, Mije Kabudas. Daily activities like the person's mustache. More you cut, but it grows. It never ends. Lord Dawadin. So then this kind of attitude, oh, first let me finish, you know, this and that, then this and that. So then I will think about how to do meditations. So these things, you know, these things are like mustache. More you do, more it grows. It never stops. So there's many, many quotations like that. Lord Dawadin, Lord Dinagi, Le Chaji Chaji, Lord Sangli Chaji, Chaji, Nama Tetra, Nama Tetra, Nama Tetra, So this is kind of like, you know, like, this mind is kind of tricking you. Tricking you is not tricking you, no. So this mind keeps saying, so it will be wonderful if everything will be settled. You know, but that's how it tricks, your mind tricks, okay. Anyway, so something simple, you know, something simple that you can do at home. So then, breathing meditations. Mm-hmm. So then I promise, okay, now see, the time is learned. This question has been sitting there now probably the last 3 weeks, for maybe all months, so maybe somebody's wondering why I'm not reading these questions. For a beginner, short, maybe say 1 minute, 2 minute, many, short, many. When you become familiar, then few, long, okay? So you don't begin with, oh, today I learned how to do meditation, got some excited, and then you sit there 1 hour. That's not a good idea. Beginner, begin with short session, many. When you become familiar, then few, but long, okay? So beginning meditations. Samdhi chishi means concentration produce calm mind. Concentration produce calm mind. So we have to learn how to concentrate. You know, as I said, some people say, sit on the question, then do nothing means do something. Do nothing means do. Doing nothing will only happen by doing something. Something, you know, precisely. So then, comfortable, then slowly, please think how that become natural, rather than just, like that, no. Eventually it has to be natural, so no. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, believe or not. Eventually it has to be natural, so we need to concentrate, you know, slowly, try to pull all your mental energy into these meditations. So then it will produce, you know, calm mind. It will reduce other thoughts, definitely, because this meditation is designed for that. So then we learn, then we meditate, okay? So that's how do you meditate. This is a simple way to do. A lot of benefit, a lot of benefit. So there's 5 minutes left, so I will read these questions. How many Bodhisattvas are there in our world? The question goes for everybody, not just me. Limitless. Is it appropriate to ask for guidance from Bodhisattva as you make transition through life? Do Bodhisattva only present themselves as ascendant beings, or can they manifest as earthly element to help eliminate sufferings? This answer will be not based on experience. This is simply going to be based on knowledge, okay, that I learned. How many Bodhisattvas are there in the world? So the answer is going to be, I don't know. It is answer, but it's answer going to be, I don't know how many. Is it appropriate to ask guidance from Bodhisattva? That's very appropriate. No, that's exactly what you do through meditations. That's exactly what you do. Do Buddhists are only present themselves as sentient beings? No, they also manifest as a bridge. No, it manifests as a. When the mind gets so clear, so pure, certain things that you see, other people won't see. So that, you know, when somebody reach very deep level of concentrations, certain things that person can do, nobody can do. So Bodhisattva do manifest, you know, in so many different forms. It manifests in animals, it manifests, you know, it manifests. So everything is manifestation, actually. It's kind of manifest, you know. And then this watch is also manifest, right? So you need to think about, you know, it's hard to understand when you say Bodhisattva manifest and the bridge. Or maybe somebody who built the bridge, that person could be Bodhisattva. Or somebody who funded for the bridge. So this everything that we hear is kind of manifestation of beings, sentient beings, you know. Somebody has this idea how to make this watch, somebody put them together. That's kind of manifested by wisdoms. Well, this Bodhisattva do manifest, you know, in so many different elements, okay? You know? This is totally based on knowledge. Limitless. It can be limitless. It can be limitless. Last question. Limitless. It can be. It cannot be limitless. it's going to be limitless. There is limit, but you know, the answer will be I don't know. I have the second question. I'll read this. 1 minute left. I'll read this two questions. Okay. I have a karma question, sir. Sunday on my way to teachings, I ran over a squirrel very much unintentionally. My question is, did my karma cause me to kill the squirrel or was it on him? Is there anything I need to do about it? Also, karma of death, you know, it differs. You know, you can't really say, you know, of course, you know. So, did karma cause me to kill the squirrel? Did karma cause me to kill the squirrel? This is a tough question. Did karma cause me to kill a squirrel? So karma is not different than actions, right? So when we say karma, we are saying actions. That's all we are saying. This kind of fancy word, karma, means actions, body, speech, and mind. We are talking about actions. That's all we are talking about. So, did my karma cause me to kill? Now, you know, in order to complete the killing karma, you have to have intentions to kill. So the object. So then the actions. Then the conclusion is that beings lost their life before you. If that being die after you, the karma is not complete. That being has to die before you are alive. If you die in the same time, the karma is not complete. It's clear? Intentions to kill. No, so much beings die when we're driving, but we don't have intention to kill. The karma is not complete. In order to complete karma, there's intentions, object, process, means action between that. So you may have intention to kill. You may move out of your bed, holding whatever it is. Then during the actions, you change your mind. The karma is not complete. Because it's not complete, the 4 point has to be complete. So then, you know, accidentally running over a squirrel on the street, that killing karma is not, how to say, complete. So if that's the question. So then cause, actions, you know, may contribute it. And now the question is, why the squirrel running at that moment, at that time, why I was there? That's it's really hard to. So, you know, every being has different way of dying. There's thousands of different ways people die, beings die, you know. So what you can do, you know, when you look at, you know, we cannot survive without having some burden on someone's life. It's not just eating meat, you know, like even wearing this clothes, you know, everything. If somebody's, you know, like losing their life, somebody, whether we see them or not see them. It doesn't have to be human beings, you know. Some case, probably some humans, you know. Like all the food has been brought from the boat. From the boat. No, we don't think about it. We just go to the supermarket. We don't think of it. We just think which one is good. We don't think about it. We don't analyze. Oh, this food is maybe from coming from all the way from Europe. The summer there, people are farming this food, putting a lot of energy. Then who people who brought it here, it doesn't just, you know, appear. It's like that, you know. So like supermarket, just visualize everything like that appear like. It's not like that. So much energy is put in there, but we don't think. So our very survival is causing someone's life. So nobody can survive now, especially now. No, so that nobody can really survive. It's been like this. It's been like that's why. No, that's reason why you say a certain prayer for all living beings. You know, so it's like so here in Buddhism you talk of enlightenment, right? You talk of enlightenment. Enlightenment is equally dependent. Your enlightenment is equally dependent on enlightened beings and sentient beings. Shantideva, Indian monk, he was wondering why we don't treat sentient beings, why we show respect to sentient beings, we show a whole lot of respect to enlightened beings, why we don't show respect, their equally importance when it comes to your enlightenment. Sinjananda Jawala, Sanjay Chudur Jawala, Jala Kriji, Teshi Sanjilam Jesus. So he's saying, what kind of behavior is that? Is that showing respect to, you know, say enlightened beings, you know, then lamas, you know, high lamas like that, then when it comes down, you know, like, and we don't show respect. And Shantideva said, I don't understand that. So that means equally, you know, every, you know, so beings plays very important roles. There's something that people need to think about, you know, throughout the day, but unfortunately, we don't think those things. Oh, this is religious, you know, I don't want to think. At the same time, hoping to have peaceful mind, happy mind. So, you know, so the Dharma is something that needs to be practiced, not necessarily by sitting throughout the day, you know, thinking, you know, like that, okay? So now, there's another, you know, sessions after this, so now we already passed more than five more minutes. So then, let's finish this second question. Is there anything I need to do? We say prayers. No. As a then, you know, something that we need to do with our intentions, and we need to do something, you know, like, otherwise it's very difficult whenever we have this kind of, you know, like, incidents. So you say, you know, prayers, they're dedicated for them, I think, you know, so dedicated. So then so many squirrels probably dies, and how many of them, you know, get, you know, prayer to dedicate for them, you know. So like, oh, that person's, that is going to die because there's, you know, somehow that you have this understanding that at least that squirrel is kind of fortunate, you know, to somebody saying prayer for them, okay? Yeah. Yeah, some.
Okay. So let's turn to the first pink sheet and the white prayer book, and let's start with the dedication prayer at the top. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases are on the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snow land teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatar, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until the star ends. You uphold the subduers far away, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Yeah.